Today on episode 32 of Audacity to Lead, I talk about platform-based leadership and how that helps multiply your influence, and I share 5 ways to get started quickly.
Inspiring, actionable content that helps you get focused, get started, and be impactful. This is Audacity to Lead.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Audacity to Lead. My name is Dayo Samuel, and this is the podcast where I give you the courage and necessary insight to step out and lead with more influence. On this episode, I'll be starting a series called Platform-Based Leadership. And in this episode, I'm going to be talking about platform and why platform is important and necessary, mandatory for your leadership, especially if your goal is to be an influence in the world, if your goal is to make more impact with whatever it is you are presently doing. And so in this episode, I'm simply going to start the series, but of course, since it's a series, it's going to run for the next couple of weeks, I think for the next 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks. And just to give you a little background, this episode is supposed to be the concluding part of the 11 Essentials of a Great Life Task series that I ran with Tara back in 2014. Since I left Makurdi and moved over to Lagos and Tara wasn't with me, there was no way we could complete the episode. And so this time around, I just decided, let me complete it. And I believe this is something that is very, very important for you, especially if you have learned what a life task is, you have learned to develop an amazing, meaningful story for your life, and you've learned a couple of things about what you really want to spend the rest of your life doing. Whether you are paid employment or not, it doesn't matter. The most important is for you to have a clear, vivid view of what you really need to do. Now, with that at the background, I'm going to start this series. And of course, in this particular episode, I'm going to talk about why platform and the meaning of platform and the types of platform that exists and how you can leverage that to influence more people. Of course, you know that the goal of this podcast is to help you get focused, get started, and be impactful. And a mantra, something that I personally believe in, is the fact that if you have to be successful in today's world, you've got to have a compelling message, a marketable product, and a meaningful platform. These three combined together is what I'm going to be teaching you in the next couple of series called Platform-Based Leadership. And so, today is the first of that series, and I want to trust that this is going to be a kind of revolution for all of us together. So let's get into this episode. First off, I need you to understand that leadership is influence, according to Oswald Chambers, but John Maxwell went further and said that leadership is the right application of influence. For example, one illustration I gave one day was that if leadership is influence, then Boko Haram happens to be the highest or the most influential leader in Nigeria. And of course, you know that that's just saying that influence, Boko Haram has a lot of influence on this nation right now, but that tells you that there's the right application of influence. Boko Haram has influence, but that's a negative influence. So it means that leadership is not just influence. Leadership is the right application of influence. So that said, you will understand that when I'm talking about leadership, platform-based leadership is actually about you influencing from a platform. And of course, I've got to let you know that there are basically two broad categories of platforms. The first category is the analog or the linear platform. And the second category is the digital that we call virtual platform. A couple of months back, I shared an image on social media, and the image contained two things, and I was comparing old media versus new media. It's the same thing as platform, old platform versus new platform. And of course, I'm going to use that to lay the foundation for this episode. So there are basically 5 kinds of platform that I'm going to be talking throughout this episode. Understanding that there are two categories, there is the analog platform, which is the linear, and there is the digital platform, which is the virtual. So considering that, let's look at 5 forms of platforms that anyone can have. Now, the reason why I'm mentioning this first is because if you are able to get this, you will understand the other thing I'm going to be sharing immediately after this. So, first of all, there was a particular type. Platforms were being built in those days, but right now the platform type has changed. Before, it used to be you have to have an offline, a linear and analog platform, and five of those are direct mail, through networking, TV, radio, and newspaper. But now, with the introduction of technology and with the advent of the new millennium, with the sophistication that came with technology, things have changed. And now you can have a different kind of platform. You can have emails. You can have an email newsletter as your platform. You can have social media to replace the networking, the regular offline networking, which could include Facebook, Twitter, even Instagram. That is a category. That's a kind of platform on its own. You can also have to replace the old type of platform, which is the TV, YouTube, Vimeo, Wistia can also replace that old platform. And all of these, you can find them at the show notes for this episode. In fact, I'm going to include the image that I'm using to teach this right now. And so the fourth used to be radio. If you have to have a platform offline, you have to get on radio. But now the platform is podcast. If you have to have a platform online, it has to be podcast. And then the last, which is newspaper, the normal tabloid magazine, printed type. Right now, you don't need all of that. All you need is just a blog. And a blog can simply do all of what a magazine, a newspaper can do for you. So, understanding that, let me take that again. I said there are five types of platform. There is the mailing type, which had to do with direct mail and now replaced by email and newsletters. There is the networking platform where people go out and meet people, and then from there they network and develop some friendships and relationships. But now it is now social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and all that. There used to be the platform that TV, even though TV is still in vogue and TV is still very powerful, but right now TV is not so much as important as a video platform that you can have online, which could be YouTube, Wistia, Vimeo, or even Dailymotion. Fourth, I said there used to be the powerful radio, but right now it's being replaced by online radio, which are podcasts and live streaming sites. And fifth are the newspapers, tabloids, new magazines, which are being replaced by blogs and virtual forum. So considering that, the most important question you need to ask yourself is this: what is going to determine the kind of platform you choose? Now, there are three things I teach to my students and my private clients when I work with them. I let them know that there is a primary communication pattern you have. There's a way you always like to communicate. And I use three things to explain that. I say, you are either showing, you are either saying, or you are either scribing it. So by that, I mean, if you are showing, you're actually a visual type of communicator. If you are saying, you are the speaking type of communicator. And if you are scribing, you are the writing part of communicator. You are the writing type, rather, of communicator. So you have to first be clear about the kind of communication style you have. And of course, I'm still going to go into detail about style later on in this series. But for now, this is what I wanted to understand, that if you have to select any platform at all, you have to select it based on the communication, your primary communication style. If you are someone who tends to speak more, you don't have a business, so to say, that you will be spending all of your time writing. You can actually start a podcast, and which is congruent with your natural person. So if you are the scribing type, you love to write and you write a lot, you don't necessarily have to start a podcast. You can actually start a blog or an email newsletter or even start up something on social media, and that can serve as a platform. If you are the showing type, that is, you like to show, Instagram could be somewhere you can go and start a platform directly, or you can get on YouTube and start a video channel. So considering that, you have to first select your primary communication channel. Once that is done, then we can now go on to selecting the particular platform that you will get on, which are the five types that I selected. Remember, I said that there are the analog category and there is the digital category. The digital category consists of platforms that are built online and using technology. And funny enough, some of these platforms don't require you to pay anything. Most of them could be free. And so, while some of them, in fact, the most professional part of them will be paid, but of course, you can get started with something as free as a WordPress.com blog or a normal Facebook account. Even YouTube is free, so you can actually get started. But the thing is this, if you have any message at all, if you have anything you have to share with the world, you must be of the mindset that nobody will listen to you until you are actually seen. I like to say it this way, if you have to be seen, if you have to be heard, you have to be seen. If you have to be heard, you have to be seen. If you can't stand on a stage and speak, nobody's going to see you. So no matter how much content you have, like I always say, content is king. Yes, of course, content is king. Packaging is the robe, but platform is the queen. Let me simplify it for you. Content is king. Platform is queen. A queen, a king cannot survive without a queen. A queen cannot exist without a king. So, you see, platform and content, they work together. If you have so much content that you want to share with the world, you have a message so strong, a passion. Like I always say, you have a compelling message, then you must understand that you have to have a platform for you to influence a lot of people. Now, this inline is what I've been trying to do with every single episode I've done so far, by talking about blogging, by talking about podcasting. Those are just my own trying to nudge you, trying to move you in the direction that you should start something so that you get your message out to the world. And of course, I want to say thank you to every single person who's taking me up on that. And they have started their blog, started their podcast. In fact, as at now, I think I know about a couple of podcasts I have actually started within that time. And for all of you, I say kudos. And now there's something that is very particular with a platform. And that is the kind of relationships that develop from a platform. Until you actually get on a platform, you won't be able to develop such relationships. Personally, my story is that of once I got on stage, that was when some relationships began to come in place. I've always loved to have such relationships before. But until that time, until when I decided to get on stage and to have my own platform, those relationships didn't come to play. And so, this episode right now, I believe this episode is quite actionable for you and is something you can do with. Of course, in subsequent episodes, I'm going to talk about such relationships and of course what are the kind of things you take to a platform, such that if you get on a platform, you already have some things in place. Those are the things I'm going to be talking about in coming episodes. Like I said, this series is called Platform-Based Leadership, and this is the first in the series talking about the five types of platform to get on and how to know the right platform for you to get on. Once again, I'll repeat, there are two categories. There's the analog and there's the digital. Under the analog category, you have direct mailing, you have networking events, workshops and all that, you have TV, you have radio, and you have newspaper and tabloids and magazines. In the digital category, you have five types also, which could be email newsletter, social network, including Facebook, YouTube channels or video channels, then podcasts, then blogs. I said for you to be able to determine which of them you should go with, you must understand your primary communication style, which could be of these three. You are either a sayer or speaker or a shower, you are visual, or a scribe, you like to write. So either of these three should determine the platform you get on. The good part is that you can actually combine platforms. You can actually combine channels, so to say. You can combine channels. You can scribe and say. You can scribe and show. You can also show and scribe. Show and say. So all of that combined together, this is where I bring this episode to a close. And I want to believe that this This series is going to be a life-changing time for all of us, including myself, because I'm going to be telling you a couple of things that I've never shared before, and it's actually going to, it's coming from a framework that I've developed, and I believe that with this series, some of you are actually going to step out and lead with my influence in a very practical way, because I'm going to give you the courage and the necessary insight, as I've always said. Well, thank you for joining me on this episode. I believe this episode has delivered something to you, and on the next episode, I'm going to take it further from here. Once again, thank you for every single thing I've mentioned, all the links I've mentioned, and the image I used for this episode. You can find it at audacitytolead.com/32, that is 32, and you can pick that up right there. I'll see you again on the next episode. Remember to get focused, get started, and be impactful. Don't forget, if you have to be seen, if you have to be heard, you have to be seen.